98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Burns and Gambo talk with the decision maker from the Coyotes front office. Now.
That's right. You heard Mitch say it a second ago. The final preseason game of the year for the Coyotes. They're in Vegas tonight taking on the Golden Knights. And then they are off and running with the start of the regular season. And joining us right now, here on the Arizona Sports Line, the president and CEO of the Coyotes, Javier Gutierrez, here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Javier, welcome back. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's good to talk to you, Burns and Gambo.
Let's talk about the culture that you're trying to build here with the Coyotes. I really like, you know, James Jones coming in to speak to the players in camp about, you know, how to build a culture, an environment. I mean, you know, obviously your friendship with James got him in there. But I like that. You know, the Suns have had some success now with James at the helm. What made you think of having James come in and speak to the team?
Well, you know, it was a great opportunity to really tap into somebody who not only was a great player, but played on some amazing teams, but also given the success that the Suns have had, to really, you know, create a foundation, create a culture, and obviously the run that they had last year spoke for itself. And so, you know, as you know, Gambo, you know, James and I have built a nice friendship here. Our sons are actually classmates in school. And so I reached out, and really everything that he has preached in terms of competitiveness, in terms of, you know, winning every day, in terms of breaking down the other team, it really resonated with what their, you know, Coach Ternay is saying and doing with our team. And I just thought it was an incredible opportunity. We're also, you know, really tapping into these great leaders in the Valley that we have here. And we have Sheriff Penzone coming next week, for example, also another friend that I've built a friendship with since I've been here.
But Dave Burns really coming in at all? Dave Burns coming in at all to speak to the team?
You know,
successful talk show host?
You guys want to come out? Absolutely.
Yeah. 25 years?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
you have him address the team, local product, right, from born and raised here?
It's okay. I appreciate Gambo trying to force my way into your dressing room to talk to your guys, but that will not be necessary. Is that this list you have of people coming in, is that something that when you kind of reshape this roster and re-envision what you were going to be, was that something you always had in mind that you wanted to do, Javier?
Absolutely. You know, when Bill and I sat here and we said, we want leadership and we want excellence and we want people who can speak to that, who can also speak to resiliency and who can speak to competitiveness and being in a situation in which you have to create teamwork and collaboration, all these things that are so important as you're building the foundation and having individuals who have had success, but who have also overcome challenges. It was really important to have their voice at the table. And I got to tell you, it's been as important for the coaches, for the trainers, for the other team members as it has been for the players. And so it's been very exciting to have these great individuals be part of this journey of ours.
All right, off to a good start so far. You get your final preseason game tonight against Vegas, but give me your early impressions on the job that your coach and the GM put together, the team, and the good start that you guys are off to.
Absolutely. Well, it's been definitely a good start. It's been great to see these veterans that we have and then these young players really making that leap. And I tell you, you know, for both the fans and the fans in waiting, I can guarantee you this team will compete. That is so great about Bear. He absolutely gets his team to compete, to fight. It will be relentless. And it's been really borne out in these games that this is going to be a team that is going to care and is going to compete.
Expectations in terms of a tangible sort of win-loss points sort of thing, they're admittedly not very high around the league as you kind of are going younger with this roster. For you, Javier, what you just mentioned that a second ago. Is that your chief expectation for this team this year is to compete every single night, or do you have a number in mind? Do you have a goal in mind when it comes to where the points and the win-loss record is when it's all said and done?
Yeah, for us, it's not really about a number. It's not really about points or wins or losses. It's about competing every night, taking every game and not taking a night off, not taking a minute off, not taking a face off, a power play, nothing off. It is competing, being relentless, and every night giving everything that you have and then developing. I mean, we know that we're retooling. We know we're building a foundation. We want to see development. We want to see growth. We want to see this maturation of our young players in particular. And we think that we have a formula that will work, and we're very excited about it.
Yeah, I'm interested with the fans. Like, I love what you're doing, and I understand it. I think Bill Armstrong is doing an amazing job acquiring the assets, the first-round picks, the second-round picks, getting off of some bad players, getting off of some salary, because you got to tear it down and build it back up. But we all know it's going to take time. This team's not going to the Stanley Cup Finals this year. How do you sell that to your fan base to preach patience that it's going to take a little while, but we're on the right track?
Well, we start by telling them that we're as impatient as anybody. We want to win. And it starts with Alex Morales saying that, I want to win, I want to compete, I want to invest. And this is the right approach to do it, as you mentioned, Gambo. But the way you pitch it is you say, we guarantee you this team will never quit. This team will compete, and this team will continue to develop and grow. And, you know, I was talking to Bill yesterday, and, you know, we were talking about the game against the Kings. Listen, it was entertaining, and it was absolutely, you know, the fight is there, both literally and figuratively for this team. And so we think that our fans in waiting will absolutely look at this team and say, you know what, I can relate to them because I compete. And I never give up, and this team doesn't either, and that's what I care about.
All right, let's talk about it. You got a couple of road games, and then you are home against the Blues on October 18th for the home opener. What do you have planned special for those coming out for that home opener?
No, it's going to be a big deal for us. And yet again, playing the Blues, I feel like, you know, we're playing the Blues every other night last year, and here we are for our home opener is against the Blues. But it's going to be exciting. You know, we're going to have giveaways. We're going to have, you know, food options. We're excited about this. We're actually looking to make sure, given some of the protocols for the NHL, that we may actually even have a ceremonial puck drop and be allowed to actually have some access to the ice. But listen, we have said from day one, Gambo, that we want this to be an experience. We embrace the fact that we are in the memory-making business for our fans and for our fans in waiting, and we are absolutely focused on making this an incredible experience with them, with a competitive team on the ice that absolutely will be exciting to watch.
Final preseason game of the year is tonight. The opener is 1 week from tonight at Columbus, as Gambo mentioned. Javier, thank you for your time, as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you very, very soon. Good luck in your season opener, and thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Burns, Gambo, thank you so much, and go Yotes!